1914 marked the beginning of a war unlike anything the world had ever seen. Soon, thousands of troops had amassed on the front lines across Europe, and a line of trenches provided a place for all to dig in for what they hoped would be a quick war. The story of that war's beginning is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
It was a war in size and scope the world had never seen.
Before the Christmas of 1914, most of the fighting on the Western Front was centered in Belgium and Northern France. And this had turned into a war of trench warfare.
Doran Card is the senior curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. The First World War was quick to turn into a stalemate with miles upon miles of trenches.
Belgians, French, and the British were on one side, of course, and then the Germans were on the other side. And in between, you had no man's land by this time. And no man's land could be from 15 yards to 200 yards wide.
Conditions in the trenches were miserable at best. Locations on higher terrain were better than the many who were confined to a cold swamp in the lowlands.
In the lowlands, it was completely wet because they dug down and the bottoms of the trenches were completely flooded. That's when they came up with this idea of putting the boards in the bottom of the trenches, which they called duck boards, which I think is ironic because ducks would need them.
It is difficult to comprehend what it must have been like for those in the trenches. Nevertheless, it was home to thousands on each side, holding the line against the other's army.
They tried to clean the bodies out pretty much, but the cave-ins and things like that occurred was not a pleasant place to be, that's for sure.
But amid those conditions and the horrors of the First World War, there was an event at the end of 1914 that perhaps gave men some hope that humanity was not all lost. It's an event that may have seemed unthinkable in the middle of such a war. That chapter is next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.